Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Because stress is known to have negative consequences for our health, most of us do our best to avoid stress-inducing situations. But as Jeremy Jameson, assistant professor of psychology at the University of Rochester, explains, in certain situations, stress can be useful if we listen to what it is telling us.
We typically use the word stress to refer to situations in which we feel pressured, judged, or overworked. The media bombards us with information detailing all the negative things about stress, but stress is not always bad. Faced with performance situations that require active responding, our stress systems help deliver oxygen to our brains and mobilize energy stores. There is nothing inherently wrong with racing hearts or sweaty palms. Unfortunately, stress gets a bad rap. Signs of arousal are automatically perceived as indicating nervousness and signaling poor performance. When we feel overwhelmed or scared, we react with a threat response. Our heart delivers less blood and oxygen to the body, and we freeze up. On the other hand, when we feel up to the challenge, our body increases cardiac output, enabling us to perform better. My research seeks to improve stress responses by changing perceptions. In one such study, we had participants give a public speech. Before beginning, half read instructions outlining the benefits of stress. The remaining participants received no information. During the speech, the group instructed to reappraise stress as adaptive increased their cardiac output and gave better speeches compared to participants who received no instructions. Although most of the advice for coping with stress says to relax, in active situations like public speaking or job interviews, reframing how we conceptualize stress is a better strategy. So, next time you're preparing to give a presentation, remind yourself that your pounding heart is there to help.
That was Jeremy Jameson of the University of Rochester. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.